Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Body of Change, the art of choosing, committing, collaborating, creating with your body for a greater future for you, for the planet, and for your relationships. The target of this podcast is to create a different circuitry and a different communication with your body that is actually joyful and engaging. How to act and engage in the moment to create your body. Welcome to the Body of Change podcast with me, Dr. Lisa Cooney. How are you doing this beautiful day? I hope you're good wherever you are. And this episode, I'm going to talk about your body, your compass. Yes, I said compass, like north, south, east, west, northwest, southwest, east, west, whatever it is. So I was recently facilitating a body class here in Dallas, Texas, and I use an example of a friend of mine who had just flown to Duluth, Minnesota to qualify, to run, to play, if you will, in the Olympic trials. Not that she was desiring to go to the Olympics, not that she'd been training all her life for the Olympics. She set a target for herself to get to the Olympic trials and try out. And she went to the gym every day and got personal training and was running crazy miles, like 33, 26 miles, weightlifting, this kind of stuff. And I got to thinking that this would be great for a podcast, Your Body, Your Compass. So what do I mean by that? So here's this person that, you know, is relatively successful in life and, you know, is an entrepreneur and consultant and was, took the last year to train for the Olympic trials here. But the idea was that she was just kind of bored in her life. And she wanted to do something different. And she wanted to do something she had never done before. And I don't mean bored like there wasn't a lot of other things going on. But she's like, I need a target. I need something bigger. I need something larger. What's something that I want to do that I've never done before? Oh, train for the Olympic trials. Now, I have to tell you, honestly, that I never in my wildest dreams ever thought about training for the Olympic trials. I had actually, after I graduated from college many, many moons ago, actually in 1991, shortly thereafter, a couple years later, is when the Women's Soccer League started to develop all over the United States. And I'll tell you what, I was wishing that I was a little younger at that point because I would have liked to have tried out for that. Playing soccer on the world stage, women's soccer, right now, in the U.S. anyway, there the World Cup is happening and there's a lot of really good stuff going on. So that was something that I missed out on in one sense, but have started doing other things. Not just started, but, you know, since then, kept a target in my life all the time. Most of it was business. Some of it was body. However, in the last 3 years, it's really been predominantly business and body, personal business and body. So, what can I tell you about your body, your compass? So, I don't know how your body functions, but I know most of the bodies in this reality aren't trained to function as a compass, as a guidepost for what's light and right, what's a yes, what's a no, what should be avoided, what should be eaten, who should be avoided, who to be around, those sorts of things. And so I want to talk about your body as the compass. So my friend here really pushed herself physically, strength-wise, and endurance. And when we started to, you know, become friends, we started to become gym buddies. And I started doing kickboxing. She started doing her strength and endurance training. I started doing high interval training. She kicked up her training. And even though we might not have been at the gym at the same time every day or had the same goals, we became an inspiration for each other, but from our bodies. When her body would tell me about the strength training, I was like, oh, I need to check that out. So she would show me what she was doing and introduce me to the trainers and these tests that I didn't even know were available to find out about different things in your body and where you stand versus just your weight and body mass index. And so I really started to listen to my body as the compass for strength and endurance and interval training and kickboxing. And I watched my body start to change physically. And it's been so fun here as I'm just a couple, you know, 4 or 5 months from half a century. I am probably in the fittest shape that I've been in since, you know, mid-20s. And I'm pretty impressed with that. And how is this your body the compass? Well, my body needed something different too. It was tired of like joining a gym and just doing classes, getting on the machine. I wanted to do something else and I wanted to do something different and I wanted to create my body. And my body wanted to do that too. So that's how my body became the compass. And that's how her body made that choice to train for the Olympic trials. Our bodies speak. As soon as I heard about kickboxing, my thought was, oh my God, I would never be able to do it. My body was like, yes, I can't wait to kick and punch. As soon as I thought about high interval training, I'm like, oh, I'm doing kickboxing. That's enough. My body was like, oh, hell yeah. We're going to do some high interval training. And then once I started doing that, then my body was like, oh, now pay attention to what you're eating. Oh, okay. No, I don't want meat. Okay. No, I don't want pizza. Now, let me tell you something. I grew up in New York. And for my body to tell me it doesn't want pizza, I got to tell you, I was really surprised. I was like, say what? And so it decided to do this, you know, liquid cleanse, which I actually found on Facebook, Splendid Spoon. Take a look at it. It's very interesting. And I'm not, you know, paid by Splendid Spoon to do this. But I've been doing that the last 2 months, and it's really changed and helped change my body, more hydrating, getting more fluids in there and more water in, because it's plant-based and water soluble. Okay, so body is the compass. So all these things were not decided from my head. They were actually decided from my body. My body started regurgitating when it would start eating certain things that I used to love and it didn't want it anymore. And I mean, we're talking like eggs and meat and salad and things and pizza and things like that. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to eat? Thank God, thus far, it hasn't taken coffee away from me. But if it would, I would choose it. Why? Because my body is my compass. It tells me where to go, what to do, what to eat, who to be around. Again, when I started changing and doing this kickboxing and listening to my body and being around somebody that inspired me, who set these goals and targets for herself, it started to get me thinking about and sensing about how I felt around the people in my life. And I have to tell you, I was very surprised that my body had been really just kind of trudging through relationships and people in my life that I thought were the be-all end-all, but were actually depressing me, sucking the life out of me and destroying my business and financially draining me. You could have knocked me over. And then my body started to direct me toward this friend that I go to the gym with or meet her there, coming and going or whatever, started directing me toward different groups of people that I wanted to be around, started directing me toward different people that I wanted to play in my business, started directing me toward letting go and literally severing relationships to the best of my ability without conflict or trauma or drama, and just being like, hey, love and blessings, but I don't actually feel, my body doesn't feel good around you. And I don't want to be around you when my body doesn't feel good, because it's not even about the other person. My body doesn't feel good. I don't want to be around that person. And it also started then to translate on my tours. And what I mean by tours is when I go to another country or go to another place other than my home base, Dallas, Texas, and facilitate a workshop. Where I stayed, the venue we stayed in, the room I stayed in, the foods that I ate, I started getting, and this is going to sound like it costs a lot of money, but it actually doesn't. Great negotiation skills. I started getting organic meals delivered to my hotel room by a local chef in the area or different areas. And, you know, just a soup and like a vegetables or something organically made versus hotel food. Because, like I said, I have a hankering for pizza and french fries growing up in New York. Wonder Bread. Remember that? Hungry Man Pot Pies. And then I started having people come to my hotel room and gift me massages or stretching. And I had my trainer write up workouts for me at the gym so I didn't, when I was traveling, so that I didn't, you know, just revert back to getting on the treadmill or getting on the elliptical machine and losing the strength that I worked so hard to gain. So what I started doing was taking care of my body first by listening to my body physically, financially, energetically, food-wise, business-wise, and it pointed me in the direction. And I would use the same tool if it made me feel good, light, and expansive. I would go for it. If it was heavy or dense or questioning or just felt like it went funk when I either thought about it or talked about it, I didn't do it. And I asked another question of my body, and I said, body, show me, what would you like to have right now? Body, show me, what would you like to have when you get to this place? Body, show me, who would you like to be and be with you? Body, where would you like to be and who would you like to be with you? Body, talk to me. Body, show me. Show me what you know. How can I be a contribution to you, body? So my body, as the compass, became my most primary relationship. And that was very, very, very different for me than ever in my life. Most of the time, my body was a struggle. I was at war with it. I fought it. I hated it. I didn't listen to it. I was angry at it. And I actually started doing some more journaling. And I resisted journaling for a very long time. Now I know why, because I wasn't listening to my body as much as I am now. And I started really listening to my body when I would write down things like, I'm frustrated at this, or I'm frustrated at that, or I'm angry at this and I'm angry at that, or I hate this or I hate that. And once you see it on paper, and get it out of your body, you can actually hear your body, get the feelings out. You can actually hear your body direct you, because it's like a big dump when you write it out. That's why we also feel so good when we're venting and talking, is because you get that layer off your body. However, I would rather journal it, spend 15 minutes journaling it, or even talking to myself, you know, in my own space, of course, not walking down the street. but if you have to do that, do that. Whatever you gotta do to get it out of your body so that you can actually hear your body. Now, I've said this on other podcasts before. If you don't get communication with your body and your body directing you, you're probably living from your mind. Your mind is 10% of your body. The rest of your body is 90%. We are taught in this reality to think. I'll tell you what, thinking is great and it's been somewhat of a resource. However, when I'm actually in my body, listening to my body and communicating and listening for the direction, body, show me. Body, talk to me. How can I contribute to the body? What's the greatest choice and greater possibility that you can direct me to now? Show me. When I start asking those questions of my body, it takes it from my mind, which is more focused, and it generalizes it, which gives me more pragmatic, actually not more pragmatic, it could be more pragmatic, but actually more possibilities for 12 different solutions that I never would have thought of if I just stayed focused in my mind. So, body, show me. Body, talk to me. How can I contribute to thee? Body, if I was being me, who would I be? Body, if I was being me, where would I be? Body, if I was being me, what would I be? Body, if I was being me, how would I be? Body, if I was being me, who would I be? Body, if I was being me, where would I be? Body, if I was being me, how would I be? Body, if I was being me, when would I be? Body, show me. Show me, body, show me. How can I contribute to thee? Show me, body, show me. Direct me. Body, would you like to eat this? If it's expansive and the body goes, woo-hoo, something like that, or yes, then do it. If you feel a little tension or constriction in your guts, don't do it. I'm in the midst of something pretty busy right now out here in Dallas, and I took some time to do this podcast, and I was like, okay, I need to eat something before I do the podcast because I haven't eaten and I'm hungry. All of that was from my head. I didn't ask my body what it would like. So I went to the refrigerator and stuff that I bought and started cutting up. It was just an avocado and some gluten-free crackers, which are usually a great snack for me. And my body jerked at it and it did not digest well. Unfortunately, I did put it in my body and I didn't ask the question. So I am also learning in 10-second increments at times. And then it was really uncomfortable in my body. And I was like, huh, what did you actually want, body? And my body said, water. I was like, oh, I just needed some water. And then it wanted some crystallized ginger. So I gave it some crystallized ginger and I'm fine. So live and learn. If you forget to ask your body, you can always ask it the next time. Your body will always tell you. It will always direct you. Now, if you're attempting to create something in business, you could use your body as the compass for that too. Body, direct me. Show me. Who wants to play in my business? Who desires to collaborate with me? Where can I be the greatest contribution? Show me. And you might run into somebody. Somebody may call. You might think somebody or perceive somebody in your mind's eye. That's the action to take then, is to call them or speak to them or just let your body direct you somehow. The trick, though, is to not get focused on the conclusion or computation that just by doing this, you're going to get something. It's all about following the energy. It's like, even if a road starts to turn, you're going southwest and the road starts to turn, it's going to turn direction. You don't look at the compass and start getting mad at it. You look at the compass and go, oh, okay, thank you for letting me know. Now I'm going whatever the next direction from southwest is, right? We have to get that way with our body and then just keep following the energy of your body. Your body is a sensorial organism. Your body talks. It directs you if you're willing to listen. most people like find it hard to get up and get exercise, especially if you haven't done it in a while. Your body, your mind's like, oh, I'm tired. Oh, it hurts. Oh, this, oh, that. I don't want to feel the lactic acid buildup or whatever. The aches and pains. You don't want to feel that. Okay. That's your mind. That's not your body. Body, would you like to move? How would you like to move? Maybe it's going dancing. Maybe it's just going for a walk around the block for 10 minutes. Maybe it is just getting on the treadmill for 10 minutes. Maybe it's getting in a pool and just bobbing up and down for 10 minutes. You don't have to start with, you know, kickboxing for an hour or running, you know, on the treadmill. Ask your body what would be fun for it. And then once you start moving your body, all those aches and pains will start to go away because you've actually started moving the muscles. The aches and pains are actually good. It's actually moving stuff. LIMP stands for love your movement, perfect health. LIMP. You want to move your lymph system. Your lymph system is the only other whole body system in tandem with your circulatory system. The lymph pumps the blood. The lymph pumps itself through movement. If you live a sedentary lifestyle, which most of us do this day and age, you know, computers and whatnot, and then we're so tired after work from sitting all day that we go back and sit down and watch TV, right? But you got to spend at least some time moving your body to get all that sitting out of stuckness and numbness. And then when you're out of stuckness and numbness, you can get other solutions and other possibilities to your perceived problems or conflicts. That's the trick. Movement is a cure-all for more pragmatic actualization of your dreams and possibilities. And it all starts by your body being the compass. You know, whoever told you that your body is a compass? Whoever told you to put your body first? We're usually taught to put our parents first, or to put our spouse first, or to put our children first. Well, I find all it's important to be, you know, good to your family and good to each other. Absolutely. But I find you can be better to yourself and each other once you can be better to others when you're best with yourself first. So, be best with yourself. Be best with yourself. Be best with yourself and communicate with your body. Body, how can I contribute to thee? Body, which direction would you like me to go? Body, how can I contribute to thee? Body, which direction would you like me to go? Body, how can I contribute to thee? Body, how would you like to move? Body, what would you like to eat? Body, what would you like to do? Body, who would you like to talk to? Body, where are the collaborators that will collaborate with me and contribute to me taking my dreams and making them a reality? Body, show me. Body, show me. Body, show me. High body, high body, high body. High body, high body, high body. High body, high body, high body. Body, talk to me. How can I contribute to thee? Body, talk to me. How can I contribute to thee? Body, talk to me. How can I contribute to thee? And as always, put one hand on the center of your chest and one hand on your pubic bone, which is below your belt and below your belly button. High body, high body, high body. High me, high me, high me. You're going to hear my little puppy, 3-month-old puppy, playing around with me here. That's her. My body told me to get her. Bella Rose. Hand on your thymus, center of your chest, hand on your pubic bone, high body, high body, high body, high me, high me, high me. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be the energy, space, and consciousness of high body, high body, high body, my body as a compass. Show me, direct me, who, what, where, when, and how would I like to be? Body, I'm listening. Talk to me. Let me know how you be. Thank you so much. Remember, you matter, you exist. Now roar. And I'll be back with another episode of The Body of Change at another time. This is Dr. Lisa, and thanks for listening. Know that your body is a gift. It is a possibility. It adores you. Bye for now.